understands the regulatory process. She might be entirely suitable. Indeed, I think she would be suitable for a commission appointee.
All right, now put down the folks like that when you got some time so they can be fed in and considered. We need two Republicans for the Power Commission now. I think it'd be rather inappropriate for you to name them, but I think you've got to find some people with your general background, your judiciousness, your understanding of the public needs, and your understanding of the private needs. And we just can't get consumer people or industry people. Right. We've got to get people who will serve the public.
What fair people?
Yes, that's what I want. I just want people that are judicious, that will listen to it. I think that I am. I think I can hear both sides, and I think I can do what I think's right. I want some people like that. And there's a boy, it used to be Tom Clark's assistant, law clerk, that's a teacher at Columbia, named Jones. Jack? I believe his name is Jones. He's on the faculty there. I'll get you to... Jack! I guess he's gone. I wanted you, I was hoping you would meet him somewhere or other. But I'll give you his name later, and Tom's awfully high on him, and everybody's high on him, and he is a Republican, a liberal Republican. I've got to have two Republicans right quick, and the ones they serve up to me are antiquated. One of them came off the Ohio Commission, one off of Pennsylvania. But God, when I mention their names, everybody in the shop goes up. The personnel people and everybody else, they just won't even listen to them. So if we know any...
The name Frances McGovern come to you.
Yes, but she's a Democrat.
She's a Democrat.
Lady Bird went out and campaigned for her.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, and made several speeches for her. And she's running against a little demagogue named Ayers.
Yeah,
and he's a hell of a demagogue and mean up here, and he has no principle. But she didn't have things very good organized, but I think she'd be good as a Democrat.
Yeah.
But we need two Republicans on the Power Commission. Now, you got Swidler, who wants to know if he should put in his resignation. We told him, yeah, and let us accept him or not accept him. Although, I guess we oughtn't to ask commission people to resign who have terms, should we?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Would you ask the chairman to submit their resignation as chairman?
I'd let them come in, but I'd hold them and let them serve out their term. Swidler's term is up in June, and in my opinion, he's one of the most dangerous fellows you've got in any of your administration.
Yeah.
He has no principle and no loyalty.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. But what we have to do there, you would let him go on as chairman, or would you name a new chairman in January?
Oh, I'd let him go on as chairman, particularly this fella, because if you displace him, the newspapers are immediately going to say that...
Jack, what's this boy's name? It was John Tom Clark's firm that worked at Columbia University that I considered for commissions Republican. Do you know? Get on a phone call, Duncan, and ask him what his name was. He was Tom Clark's law clerk. I think his name was Jones. I had him down here and interviewed him. Duncan may not know about it, but ask him if he knows who he was. Yeah, go ahead.
I think the newspapers would say that...
They're going to burn my...
get rid of him because of his attitude on natural gas.
That's right, and they're going to burn me up on this Vermont Republican.
Yeah.
Because he's gone around here, and he's lobbied with everybody. And he's got George...